Well, hello, it's Tuesday, April the 28th, and we are in our seventh week of this lockdown for the pandemic and the COVID-19 issue. We are navigating a trajectory for return, and when we know what that is and what it looks like, we'll certainly let you know as soon as possible. But again, this morning, as we are going to do all of this week, I'm going to talk about patience. It's a virtue. It's one of the great Christian virtues, to be patient. And patience involves trusting and depending upon the Lord, trusting in God's providence, trusting in His sovereignty, that He has this and He has this under His control. He hasn't lost the plot and narrative of what He's doing right now. And even if we don't fully understand, and we don't, all of the ins and outs of the whys and wherefores of where we are just now, we need to patiently wait on the Lord. And today, I thought I'd look briefly at Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, so Paul is in prison, he's locked down, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. And maybe that's a verse just for you today. That in the midst of all of the stress of all of this, you're losing patience, and you're losing patience with yourself, and you're losing patience with those whom you love, and more importantly, perhaps you're losing patience with God, and you are saying to Him, Lord, hurry up. Bring this to a speedy end. Jim Packer has written, waiting patiently means living out the belief that God orders everything for the spiritual good of His children. Patience does not just grin and bear things like stoic-like, but accepts them cheerfully as therapeutic workouts planned by a heavenly trainer who is resolved to get us up to full spiritual fitness. Well, that's what the last 7 weeks has been about. God has put us in the gym, not literally, because we can't go there, and you know that I never go there, but spiritually we've been put into the gym for a good workout, that we might learn patience, to wait upon Him, to trust Him. So today, as you go about whatever it is that you have on your agenda today, and it's probably exactly the same as it was yesterday, pray for patience, that God would give you that extra measure of faith and dependence in Him today. Well, the Lord bless you.